Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Morning.
Morning.
Now, I did something the other day that has shocked a few people on the team, and I admit, I don't know why I did it and I regret doing it, but so I've got a girlfriend and I remember seeing on her, she's in Sydney actually, and she was during their lockdown, she did something really fun with her kids. Mm. And she showed me on Instagram, she did some stories going, oh, today I've said to the kids, they woke up this morning in lockdown. And
is she an author?
No, she's not. No, it's not Zoe. Mutual friend, though, Bron. Yeah. So she said they could, on this particular day for 24 hours, as her parent, she had to say yes to whatever they said.
But that's a rough one to bring up in lockdown. Well, I want to have 10 friends over. Oh, you got me.
No, but I guess it was within those, there were restraints. So the kids got to pick what clothes she wore. They got to pick all the games they played. They got to go in the kitchen and make whatever food they wanted to make.
I'd say you'd be a yes mum anyway, wouldn't you?
Well, this is the thing.
I'm a yes dad.
And there's apparently also a movie. Somebody said to me, oh, there's a movie where the parents give their kids a yes day. It might be a thing. Anyway, I decided to give Trixie a yes day. But
after you snapped.
No, well, it was funny. I did say I'd had a couple of long days. Poor Daisy had been a bit unwell, maybe teething, just high temperatures, really trouble sleeping.
Couple of poopers.
Yes, diarrhea. All sorts of things were happening in the house, and I had said to Trix after I put Daisy to bed the other night, I was like, "Sweetheart, I just need to do work for about 20 minutes." And she kept asking me questions. And I was like, honey, I do need to. And I just felt guilty because I want to be really present for my kids. And I don't like doing that. Mm. So then I said, what if tomorrow's a yes day?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You only did 20 minutes of work. Why would you?
Mate, I love a yes day.
This is what I say to my son, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, you like the roof over your head? Yeah. Well, Dad's working. So keep it down, big dog.
I'm a softy. I am probably building a rod for my own back. But what I didn't realise was a yes day in lockdown is very different to a yes day in the real world. So it's first thing she wanted to do was go to the zoo. And that's that's easy. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Go to the zoo. But, Mum, I did the right thing. I packed Vegemite sandwiches. I prepared food to take. We get to the zoo. I get my sandwiches out. Mum, nuggets and chips. And I can't say no.
No, you can't.
So anyway, we got to see all the animals she wanted to see. Then it was as we're leaving, Mum, surely we're going through.
By the way, just quickly, at least those animals aren't at the zoo. There's no chickens at the zoo. You go to the aquarium, you can get fish and chips. I go, oh, that's the old underperforming flounder.
Get the dory.
Then I try to leave the zoo at the end, and as we all know, the shop is Mum, surely we're going to the shop, darling.
Cost you a fortune. That
Christmas
joint.
Is 4 weeks away. Yeah. Mum, it's a yes day. Oh, yep. And then Daisy's too. She's in the pram. She's just grabbing drink coasters. Oh. You know those ceramic drink coasters? Yeah. So she's piled them all on her lap. And I've told you about this with Daisy at the moment.
Every Daisy,
Daisy's
yes day.
The equivalent of when you got to try to take something off Daisy when she's in the pram.
Screams,
it's like
man.
Putting your hand in a tank full of piranhas. Yeah. Good luck.
No.
Because she will go. So she's got these drink hoses. Anyway, I barely got out of the zoo. I'm really pushing hard for Santa. He's not far away. Come on.
They don't understand that.
And then we're in the car and it's about 3:45 in the afternoon.
And I assume it's just toys.
Yeah.
Your kid's going through one of those. It's like when, as a kid, you'd see on a TV show, it's like you've got 30 seconds in a Kmart and a trolley. What can you get in there? I assume that's every time you go through.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Kmart because we're on our way home.
Oh, jeez.
Mum, firstly, can we go to Latitude? We're going to go bouncing like on trampolines. We've been at the zoo all day. Can we just go to Kmart? No, this isn't what yesterdays are supposed to be about.
Can you give the old it's closed?
I did give the old it's closed. Absolutely. Yeah. Everything was closed
Everything
after
closed,
the zoo.
Yeah.
Well, it was fine. But then we get home and I'm like, sweetie, bath. Wouldn't have thought so. It's like, yes days, overrated. Don't do them.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, we love this man and we love that he's got new music. His new single, Who You Are, with M&EK is available to stream now. And you can pre-order his upcoming album, 22. Head to craigdavid.com because we've got Craig David on the line. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Listen, it's a pleasure to be back on. How are you all? You're good?
We're good.
We're great. Craig, you've probably heard Melbourne here. We were in the world's longest lockdown, so we've been free for a few weeks. We're out. We're hitting the clubs. We're not personally, the three of us, but the nightlife's back in Melbourne.
You know, I'm really happy for you because I know that it's been tiring and trying for everyone concerned. So the fact that you're getting back to some sort of normality, I'm just really happy for you, man, because it's like it's been hard those last couple of years. So enjoy it. Please, the three of you, get out and enjoy some of that stuff too, because we took all this stuff for granted, right? And then it was taken away. So get out there and have a couple of nights out just for, you know, for old time's sake.
We just need babysitters, yeah, Craig. That's the problem we've got.
We've all got toddlers, so we don't really go out. We're all old and with toddlers. Well,
speak for yourself.
You're old. You're an old soul.
How was Europe? I like the way you flipped that old soul. Love that.
Yeah, it's an old soul. It's better to be an old soul.
It is.
Now, Craig, speaking of going out, speaking of R&B, the last time I interviewed you was R&B Fridays at Rod Laver Arena. Now, you were the best-smelling human that I've ever smelt. And if I need to go out, I haven't had cologne for about 2 years. I haven't sprayed any. I don't need to wear it. What are you wearing at the moment? Because I might have to purchase it.
Listen, firstly, just if you're finding it hard to get the perfume or fragrance, just hang close, yeah? Just we'll roll in together where we're going. It'll waft across and then we'll be like, wow, you two are just smelling fresh. Do you know what? The fragrance of ones is Dolce & Gabbana number 3 is the one that I wear in particular. It just sets it off. But I appreciate you, man. You remember when you were saying, like, whoa, you're smelling fresh. And I didn't really douse it on. I just put a little one.
Mate, I sat next to you because I was on that little wheelie thing. I don't know if you remember, but I tore my Achilles and I was on a little scooter.
Yes.
And I sat next to you and I was like, wow, this is amazing. What a human.
How was your Achilles, by the way?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's all back. I haven't done an exercise for 3 years, mate, so it's good.
Untested. Still good, though.
No, it's good, man. It gave you an excuse. You say, you know, it's a bit tight now, so no, we'll leave it. I did the Achilles, so we'll do it next time. We'll get into that next time.
Now, when are you... We know that you're touring the UK from April next year, so it'll be fantastic to be on the road. Any chance you're heading down under? We can talk you into it?
Listen, I mean, R&B Fridays was wicked. I just had such a good time on that. I just love the whole concept and the artists that you pulled through to perform. I thought it was amazing. Huge. So, yeah, we're literally coming off a UK arena tour here. And for me, I'd love to. Yeah, it's crazy. We did like 2 nights at O2 London Arena. I mean, it's some crazy stuff over here. But I cannot wait to get on a plane and get back over to Australia. Yeah. And I know it seems like, oh, you say that to everyone when you're on whoever you're talking to. Yeah, I can't wait to come to Norway. Can't wait to come to America. But no, Australia, I just love it. When I get there, it feels like home away from home. It's like the people, the energy. So I would love to get over there even before the tour if I can. So as soon as the borders open up properly, I'm there.
And you can't sneak in, mate, because we'll smell you. I know that smell.
Listen, they'll smell that, or they'll smell a banana or a fruit, a piece of something. Will get, you know what I mean? They'll catch you and say, you're smelling sweet, man. This guy across here. He must be coming in with something.
Coming in hot.
Well, Craig, you're always so lovely. You're such a great guy. It's no surprise that your fans adore you the way you do, and you're so popular. And we can't wait to see you if you do get down here. And we're all around your new single, Who You Are. And remember, pre-order your upcoming album, 22. CraigDavid.com. Craig, thank you so much for joining us again on the show.
I appreciate you so much, and I send you all my love. I know it's a little bit early, but like have the best Christmas. Have a great time with your family and go raving. Get the night, get some babysitters for one night, and you go out, little karaoke night, you know, a couple of drinks. Just vibes for vibes.
Mate, 100%.
Oh, you're the best. We will for you.
Of course.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, big news in the world of politics, and even if you're not interested in politics, particularly Swedish politics, they had a big... Is that Swedish music?
Told you I'm good at my
job.
That's not Swedish.
It says Swedish, so I pressed it.
Oh.
Are you just headbutting the keyboard over there? What are you up to? It's windy.
Maybe ABBA. Play a bit of ABBA. Yeah, if you are going perfect. To do something.
IKEA, anything. Anything but Zorba's Dance, which I think you just played.
Now, Sweden had a milestone day in politics. Their first ever. There we go. First ever female Prime Minister, Magdalena Anderson. She made history. She became the first female leader after a vote. Although, unbelievably, a short time later, we're talking hours later, she resigned.
Done.
She just resigned.
Is that a power play? So
well,
I did
what it is,
I win,
I was
I'm out.
Fascinated by this and trying to look. I didn't have the time to get my head across all Swedish politics because I can't really get my head around Australian politics. But she was not happy. The budget had been negotiated by a right wing extremist party. So apparently the Greens fell out. They've got no influence, and as a result, she didn't want to leave the country if she wasn't going to have the support of her coalition partner, and I'm thinking the Greens were her coalition partner. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Anyway, she just said, I've told the Speaker that I wish to resign as Prime Minister. For me, it is about respect, but I also do not want to lead a government where there may be grounds to question its legitimacy. So
quick time
she's standing
job,
by her
well
morals and ethically. She didn't feel right about it. There was a budget there that was brought about by a party that she didn't believe in. So she's gone. But
tell you what is amazing. Mm. Have you seen the Swedish volleyball team?
No.
Oh, man. Wow.
Does that have anything to do with this?
Swedish.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought they were somehow involved.
How Swedish is that song?
But, well, a couple of things. One,
it's great.
You shouldn't have been in a position to be elected. Like, you can't just, what a waste of everyone's time. Why was she even there? If you did, she had to walk away before the election. But I love the idea of people getting a job and then quitting really quickly. And we are going to open the phone lines, 13 10 60. How quickly did you quit, walk away from a job? And one of the best, and it's another from the world of politics, is Mal Meninga.
Smell my finger.
Former NRL player.
Yes, coach.
One of the best, greatest.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Is he immortal?
Yes,
I think he's an immortal.
He was in New South Wales. He was an elected MP, I believe, from memory. And at his press conference where the whole, you know, New South Wales was going, hang on, Mal Meninga's going into politics.
This is unbelievable.
Huge. He's going to be a politician. This was his press conference to announce that he was going into politics.
The thing about that is that I was, I guess, a public figure and I was put on it as on the podium where I was just a person out there making sure that I was, I'm buggered. I'm sorry.
So Mal Meninga is leaving the studio and he says that he can't do it.
Sports people in politics, because I remember Billy Brownless also.
Did he?
He was running to be the mayor of Geelong or some party in Geelong and they got him on the steps as he walked out and they asked him about the environmental ozone layer or something. And he's like, oh, I just had a coffee. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to run or not. He had no idea about anything they were asking. It was the best press conference ever. What's the shortest time you've had a job? You've been in this for 20 years.
Yeah.
You're a stayer.
Yes. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with quitting. If you're just not right for something, just quit. But
I
haven't. No. Can you think of it? What's the shortest time you've been in a job?
Oh, Brisbane was short, but I didn't quit.
A bit different.
That was a fleeting visit.
Steve in Geelong. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Steve. How quickly did you leave a job?
Probably a couple of minutes, literally 2 or 3 minutes into it.
What was it?
It was a abattoir job. So I was cleaning I was instructed to clean the minting machines in an abattoir. I sat down for an interview, done the interview, got the job. It got a walkthrough. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
The smell? Was it because of the smell?
No, the smell wasn't bad. I just wasn't climbing in the minting machines to clean them out. No way.
Oh. Climbing in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad used to work at an abattoir when he was younger and said, it's brutal. Yuck.
Oh, it's really...
It's full on.
Imagine if you got stuck in there and someone pushed a button.
See, this is when the vegan in me comes out.
Oh, no, I'm the opposite. I go, thank you for your service. I will eat this steak.
Oh. Mate, imagine how good this is. Mate, nice, beautiful steak.
Ooh. I know, I do.
There's champions
meat,
getting
this
in there cleaning it.
Mate, it looks at you and goes,
no.
Eat me.
No. Oh, no. I could turn here. Thank you for that, Steve, though. I agree. I wouldn't last 5 minutes. Kylie in Tramana. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Kyle.
Good. How quickly did you leave and what was the job?
I was temping as a receptionist and I had a job and I couldn't pronounce the actual company name properly. It was really difficult. I can't remember what it was. And I they said to me, off you go to lunch, and I never went back.
Oh, you poor thing. So you just went, I'm just not going back there.
Yeah, I was getting stares off everyone. They went, I can't do this, I can't do it.
You can't remember the name?
What was the company name?
I can't remember.
It was too long and too hard, and no, I'm scarred.
Oh, no. How funny, though. I'd love to know what that is.
Supercalifragilistic.
Someone tried to get the Josiah's job and couldn't pronounce our show name properly.
Is that right?
Remember he said Fifi, Webb and Nick? And I was like, you're done, bro. You don't remember that?
How did I get the job?
Yeah, I don't know. You were good in your trial. He called me Webb or something. I was like, what the hell?
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids, no matter where they're from. They're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
It's been a really tough couple of years, and we know lots of parents are really struggling. Yeah. Families doing it tough. People have lost their jobs. People had shifts cut back. Just getting back on your feet after that last lockdown, and then to know, oh gosh, Christmas is coming, and I'm just catching up. And we've spoken to a few parents over the last week who have had to sit the kids down and say, look, Christmas might look a bit different this year. And it just breaks our heart. You know, every kid should have that feeling as Christmas approaches. How exciting when there's a present under the tree.
Best time
of the year. What they wanted. It is the best time of the year for kids. And we want to make sure, despite all the troubles and all the difficulty that so many families have been through, that the kids get to feel good about themselves on Christmas Day. And we have now reached $73,520. Wow. And that's all on the back of the generosity of everybody in Melbourne who's contributed, and thank you so much for that. We're aiming for $100,000. That's where we want to get this to. Now we've got somebody has called through, and we don't know much about this. Leon has just said we're going to speak to Kerry. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Fifi, Seven, Nick. How are you?
We're good, Kerry. Now, we don't know why you've called through.
So I've called, our business is called Jazby, and we own 50 petrol stations across Victoria and New South Wales.
Wow.
And we're not your average petrol station. We have Barista Coffee, Daniel's Donuts and Pies, Gourmet Sandwiches. So we're a pretty great setup.
It's more of a cafe that you can get petrol at, it sounds like.
Well, pretty much, yes. So we've been hearing the campaign, Fifi, Seven, Nick, and you guys have been doing such a great job. And we just want to do our part and donate some money today. And Jazby is delighted to donate $8,000.
Wow.
For the kids.
Thank you, Kerry. Yeah,
no, it's our pleasure. Every child should have the joy of opening a present on Christmas Day, and we're just happy we can do our little bit to help.
That is generous, Kerry. That's huge and just means so much. And the fact that you've just heard this campaign and wanted to get behind it, we really appreciate that.
Huge.
No, it's our pleasure. We're happy to do our little bit. And we also understand many people are doing it tough at the moment, and encourage anyone that's looking for work to jump on our website and apply via our online form.
Now, we've also been told, Leon's just told me, is this right that around, obviously you've got the selected stores right across Victoria, you'll have something there so people can scan
That's
the unique
correct.
Doing It For Kids QR code, and that just gets, they can head straight online to donate?
Yep. So all our Victorian sites will have a QR code at the checkout that
customers
can scan and donate. So we encourage all our customers to make a difference this Christmas and make a donation.
Hey, Kez,
it's a great cause.
It is a great cause. Just make sure you've got us blaring while we put our petrol in too. That'd be good, just for some TLC.
Of course, always.
Just time spent.
So that's great. So if you, on behalf of everyone at Jazby, thank you so much for that, Kerry. And obviously if you see the BP and Ampol selected stores across Victoria, and you'll see the unique Doing It For The Kids QR code, just scan it, put a few dollars in. The easiest thing to do while you're filling up petrol.
And our locations are all on our website. It's www.jazby.com.au. So Everyone should just get behind this cause. It's a great cause.
Oh, thank you so much, Kerry. We really appreciate that.
I'm finding you're near a servo. I'm going the 98 unleaded today. And two Red Bulls.
Well, look, we're opening a new store today, guys. So
whereabouts?
You're more than welcome to come by. It's Clayton, 548 Clayton Road, Clayton South. And we've just opened a Daniel's Donuts there as well. So come by and have a barista coffee. We'd love to see you.
Oh, fantastic. Kerry, thank you. $8,000, that's already taken us up to, what's that?
81,000.
Wow. And we love that the QR codes will be at all those stores. So fantastic. Thank you for supporting the cause, Kerry. And we've got Chloe has called in from Dale's Creek. Chloe, you're 9.
Yes, I am.
Oh, how wonderful. Chloe. Now you're on the radio, Chloe.
Good morning,
57
Nick.
Good morning, Chloe.
Like a teacher.
Did you want to donate some money?
Yes.
Oh, that's so generous, Chloe. That is really sweet. How much did you want to put in?
I want to donate $20.
Oh, wow. $20.
I'm giving you my brother's money as well.
Oh.
Does your brother know?
No.
What's your brother's name, Chloe?
Noah.
Oh, beautiful
Noah.
Kids.
Noah, money around here. Chloe, you nicked it.
Chloe, that's a very sweet, generous thing to do to give to other kids for Christmas. Your mum should be very proud of you.
I am.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, well we done, love Mumsy. This. So many kids getting around the cause. And don't forget, just head to fox.com.au. Donate now. This is brilliant. You know, I just love this community spirit we've got in Melbourne getting around kids.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, let's talk about the afterlife or the before
Pardon?
Life. I know. I'm not. I'm going to be wrong here. So, and I'm going to open the phone lines 13 10 60 just up early because if you believe you have lived before, you've had another life, we'd love to hear from you.
I think you do.
This came up yesterday. We were in a show meeting after the show. We're sitting around on the couches and Renee, our wonderful producer here, just absolute Megan. Light and joy, Renee. She is such a wonderful human.
A ray of light.
She just is just gorgeous. And she was excited because she was going to a Thanksgiving party last night. And I was like, oh, well, what's a Thanksgiving party? And then Renee said, she was like, beyond animated about it. And then actually come
That's
in
everything.
Here, Renee, can you come in here? This is great. Get her in here because, she then revealed that in her past life, she was a soccer mum, an American soccer mum.
Come on.
Renee!
Hey, guys.
Oh,
hey,
Renee. Mate. Okay, so let's
hear the music. You need to walk in music like a wrestler.
On brand.
We need to talk about your past life.
I reckon I've had multiple, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
But the one I was talking about yesterday, Fee, was the American mum. Like, I love Thanksgiving, love Halloween, and I get so excited about it. And it's because I was an American mum in a past life.
It's amazing.
Do you have flashbacks or anything? Or do you just think that because you're so into that stuff?
No, I just think it because I'm so into it. And, like, when I land in New York, I, like, cried. I feel really connected to New York.
I've done that. I hung over on a plane. It's no good. Drinking at altitude will get you.
Are there any other past lives that you can feel vibrating?
Yeah, I've definitely just been a mom in many past lives.
Really?
Yeah, which is why I'm not in a rush to do it in this life yet.
Okay.
And I actually had my astrology chart read, and this is all what came up.
Wow.
What did they say?
Well, now we've got scientific facts behind it. This changes everything.
I want to know what you have for Thanksgiving because you're a vegan and Thanksgiving's about turkey.
There was no turkey. There was a nut loaf I made. We all ran it on the table, so we were thankful. Oh, okay.
Well, I think that I always think that I've lived before because deja vu, man. I'm like, this has happened. And there's no other reason.
Yeah, but that's living your life.
But you know what I think about that. I don't think that anyone else is here. I feel like I'm living my
Truman
life
show.
And everything else is, you've got to nail everything.
Rewind.
Yep, 100%,
nah,
man.
You've just been kicked out of Crown heaps of times. They're marching you out.
This is serious, man. This
okay,
is serious.
Well, Fev, you were in the meeting yesterday. So Renee said that. And then what we were shocked by, we didn't expect this, from our boss, Man Mando. Mando said she had lived a past life. Mando, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Hungover Mando.
No, why is everyone saying that?
Because, mate, you were posting at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Was that your past life?
No, I was like you. I couldn't sleep, so.
Why?
Melbourne's unlocked.
Melbourne's unlocked. No, okay, so serious. Okay. I think in my past life, no, I 100% know. I was a passenger on the Titanic and I survived.
So what convinces you? Like, can you see yourself there? How did this happen?
Yes, I can. So when I saw the movie, like when I was at school, and every time I see it, I get chills, like shivers, like I'm in cold water.
Rose.
And it just moves me. And then I love boats, but I hate the water. Like, I will not go swimming in the seawater.
Were you Rose?
No, I don't think I was Rose, but I think I might have been connected to her.
Because there was the upper and the lower. No, she would have been upper.
Yeah,
Miranda definitely was upper.
No way. Yes. She was chained to the bottom. That's why she drowned at the bottom.
No,
that's why she doesn't like water.
She survived.
You survived? You were Rose.
She survived the Titanic.
Renee shattered, Mando, because your past life is so much cooler than being a soccer mum. Just dropping kids off.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. Woo!